Miker is Jake, and I'm not sure what he's going to do, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Welcome, Jake Hensinger.
So let me get my guitar here. Let me get my guitar. Was somebody yelling something? Tell a joke? True story, okay? This is a true story. My cousin lives in New Hampshire, and he travels all the time. And he travels on the Northeast, and he travels by plane, he travels by car. But he was taking a flight back from Baltimore to Boston. And he's telling me that he's sitting on a plane, and he sees this really attractive woman coming down the aisle. And he's thinking, oh, man, he's not, I mean, he's, you know, he's my cousin, my first cousin, older guy. So his luck, she sits down right next to him, and he's realizing it's a short flight from Baltimore to Boston, so he's going to chat her up a little bit. So he asks her, you know, business or pleasure, and she said, well, it's kind of both, because that was the time, like, I don't know if you remember, but in a hotel in Boston, they have this, like, fetish convention. I don't know if anybody knows this, but they do, and it's legit. And this woman was going, say what? Okay, but there is. They're in the leather and tattooing and all kinds of weird stuff. So my cousin said, you're going to this convention? She says, yeah, I'm going to be a speaker there based upon my experience. And he said, well, what do you do? She says, well, I'm kind of a nymphomaniac, and I have a lot of experience, and I'm here to dispel some of the, tried and true, misconceptions. In other words, through her vast experience, she found that, you know, people say that the strongest, most well-endowed people are the African Americans. She said that's not really true. It's the Native Americans. And that as far as being, you know, lovers and sensual, it's not the Italian or French. It's actually Jewish men. And as far as stamina goes, it's not the Germans or the Austrians. It's actually the Southern rednecks. So my cousin is just listening to all this, and she says, my God, I can't believe I'm telling you this stuff. I don't even know your name. He says, my name is Tonto Goldstein, but my friends call me Bubba. Thank you and good night.
I know where I could send him. All right, big hand for Jake.